What's happening, good people? Welcome to episode 41 of David Ashley Podcast. I am your host, Marcus Graham. Welcome. You know, this is day four of Parent Week. I have on my cousin, my brother, Dante Davis. You know, Dante has three kids and a wife. And, you know, he's in the thick of it as far as this COVID-19 stuff. I saw a meme with a cat with glasses on, or like a small dog with glasses on. And it was like, this is me when I pronounce it COVID-19 instead of Corona. I thought that was so funny. Check that out if you can. We at it again. Sunny Los Angeles, but can't go nowhere, so what does it matter? A weird thing is like when I don't look at the forecast all the time. So sometimes I'm just like, all right, this is how I've been dressing. You know what I'm saying? I got some Dockers and a sweatshirt and a Scully and a mask, and I walk out there and I've been putting like sunglasses on. Man, I'm talking about hot than a mug. I'm like, God, man, it's 90. I'm out there dressed like it's February back home in Indiana. So got a good talk with my cuz. Always good to talk to him. We should talk more, man. We don't talk as much as, but you know, we got stuff to do. He got a family. He's in the thick of it. So, but it was good talking to my cuzzo. So it was good. It was good. So, man, I watched Boomerang the other night. I actually fell asleep to it. My sleeping has been terrible off and on. But anyway, I fell asleep to Boomerang the other night. It's such a good movie. It's in my top, I think it's in my top 5 to 7. And, you know, Eddie Murphy, I think the last part that I remember is when Eddie Murphy came in there trying to ask Robin Givens, like, basically, when we gonna hook up again? And he was all on her, and she backs away from him. She, like, gets free of his grasp, and then she looks at him, she's like, wait, now, you're not getting serious on me. And I was like, oh. Like, because he's looking like, wait, that wasn't a fling. Like, we feeling each other for real. And he leaves, and this is how you know it was over. He's walking out of her office after she was like, hey, I'll hit you up. You know, I'll let you know when it's good. And she turns around. He turns around after he's walking out. He say, wait. You gonna call me, right? And I was like, oh. For men, it's like, it's hard to be the girl, right? Because in that moment, what men should do is just realize, hey, oh, this is how I've treated women so many times, you know. And, oh, God, such a good movie, man. Anyway, you know, now they're talking about this COVID-19 stuff. They're talking about a new drug, Boldavir or something like that, that has worked at half the speed or half the dosage is what they thought would happen before. This is the type of thing that, you know, you should be listening for when you want to buy stock and, you know, and whatever that company is that makes it in that actual drug. So we'll see. This whole thing is so weird that it's hard to know. I mean, listen, there are facts out there, but sometimes you're just like, oh, we're being given the facts. So sometimes I can understand why somebody with a conspiracy theory oriented mindset, even though I don't really like that term. I think that term just automatically dismisses somebody who has received a certain amount of information that isn't enough for them. So therefore they, you know, They want to research it, right? Because America is chock full, the world is chock full of situations that were one way, that we were told was one way, and then ends up being the other later when it comes out. But you know, I'm not going full tinfoil hat with this. This thing is killing people, point blank. So regardless of what you think, you know, if it was created or whatever you think, understand that this thing is killing people. So please respect it. So anyway, we're going to get right into the conversation with me and Cuzzo about life during COVID. And yeah, next voices that you hear will be of him and mine. So hope you enjoy it. Hope you get something out of it, parents. All right. All right.
Yo, yo.
Cuzzo.
Cuzzo.
What's going on? Not much, man.
He's still running around, huh? Junior's still running around.
I had to change his butt before I got situated.
Okay.
Yeah, he dropped a sticky load on me real quick.
Now, are you proficient at that, or did you have to get reacquainted with the whole diaper game?
Oh, yeah. It's just different because he's a boy, so you got to watch certain parts now. That's right. Yeah. Well, other than that, it's the same.
How Madison and Shania doing?
Oh, they good. Good. Madison up there sleep now. She a handful, and Shania is in her room. She do her own thing. So,
how's Daisha?
She good. She good. She love having me home.
Oh, I know. Okay. Nice little blog situation. Shout out the blog right quick. What's the name of it?
Simply Daisha. That's the blog. Simply Daisha. Fashion and everything else. Home decor and everything. It's a good blog. I checked it out myself. It's a real decent blog.
Yeah, man. No, it's good. It's good. Okay. Okay. So we're going to get right into it. I won't keep you away. Dante, Cuzzo, my brother.
Yes, sir.
So how many kids you got, man?
Three. Got three of them.
Okay. And what are their ages?
12, 3, and 10 months. Gap between the first and second.
You're in real life right there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And is anybody with Sonata? Is Tanai e-learning right now?
Yeah, that's what she's doing. Matter of fact, she's in her room doing it right now. She's got violin, and she got to tune her violin. So her teacher is FaceTiming her now, showing her how to tune her violin up and everything. So, you know, I said she's pretty smart, man. She pick up on this stuff real quick. You know, with e-learning and stuff. She adjusted real quick, so we didn't have a problem now.
So she would have been good at Metal Gear, is what you're saying?
Oh yeah, definitely. definitely. Like, so she pick up.
I used to, man, every time I come down and you playing Metal Gear, I was like, man, I don't know how to play.
She real. I mean, she do the stuff now. She play Call of Duty with me, and she done picked up on it real quick and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. She competitive. You know how I was when my competitive nature. I didn't want to lose at nothing. If I lost, it was a fight. And
how many like when the other person was winning?
And turn it off, yeah. I did, because even though I lost in spirit, but it didn't show on that screen that I lost, so it don't count.
I remember when you did that to Brian and Lay one day.
I was just talking to my mom about that. I went up there and told her, hey, come turn off the game. And she showed me. She came down there and turned that boy right on. Okay.
Right. So with the e-learning, has that been a challenge at all for you all to adjust?
No, not at all. What they do is, like I said, she just certain times a day. I think it's Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. She got to do her work. She sit down here, and like I said, my wife is. Thank God that God blessed me with a good wife, because she's on it. She makes sure that, hey, you got homework today? Sit down and do that homework. You know, sit down at the desk and do that homework. So she open up her laptop and she go to work. And the thing is, it's not hard. It's really not hard for us, because my daughter actually likes school, which is different from from me, but she likes school. She likes going to school. She likes doing school work. She likes reading. So all that stuff, you know, it makes it a little easier. You won't have to force her to do it.
Okay. All right. And how are y'all passing like non-school time? What are you all doing like when it's not, you know, in between time? Do you have a schedule? Like what do you all do?
It's just everything. We do everything. You know, we do Disney Plus. Disney Plus is burning my TV up. So that's my 3-year-old.
Oh man, that's a savior, huh?
Yeah. We watch so many Disney movies or all kind of Disney stuff. That's what we do. We just sit and watch and we play games. Like I said, down in my downstairs living room, we got their little play area and stuff, and they got a little basketball court. So we could be playing basketball, getting game 21 in, and ain't no mercy with me. 3-year-old getting the way he get windmilled on. That's how I go.
Hey, you're stupid. Mm-hmm. Hey, is it still like the rules? Like if you don't jump, it's travel.
Yeah, definitely. They know it. They know the rules. I wish my daughter didn't have e-learning right now because I sure get in there and ask her the rules. She'll break them down.
You stupid. Man, remember we used to break lights trying to.
Oh, my God. Ashley talked about that all the time. Remember you, Sean Kemp? You went to Dunk and broke that light.
And she actually brought it to me not too long. I think she put it on Facebook about, like, you don't need a rim. You just put the hanger in there.
Yeah.
And say you some socks, man. We didn't care.
We didn't care. You get a hanger and two pairs of socks and ball them up real two good. Pairs of socks. And man. It's on.
Couldn't go, man. Oh, man. It was good. Those are the days, man.
So,
with all of this, three kids, do you and Daisha get any free me time? Or does that exist?
We try to, you know what I'm saying, because it's important to, you know, get that time together and stuff. But it'd be more towards either when they taking a nap, we'll sit down and watch a movie or stuff like that. Or we watch as a family. Period. We watch. Like Price is Right to get game shows. We watch game shows all the time. You know, we sit down and we record them and stuff. And that's what we'll do. We'll either my wife will cook or I'll run out and get something and we'll go eat. We'll bring it downstairs, turn it on TV because we didn't record it. Price is Right or Ellen Game of Games or something like that. And that's what we'll do. We'll watch it. Or me and my wife will sit upstairs and watch some movie that she didn't DVR. You know, so we try to get that time in. It's very little because she's so busy, you know, with her blogging and cleaning and planning and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she stays busy. So, but she always still make time to, you know, give me a little time because I don't be doing nothing. I try to watch after the kids, but they don't listen to me.
For real.
Yeah, they don't listen to me at all. That's why I have a new respect for my wife. These kids, boy, man, they don't listen for nothing.
She dealing with all of it.
Right. And without me here, at least I got her here to say, hey, you go get this one, I get that one. Yeah. She just, these kids is something else. Man.
So how are your feelings about everything that's happening? Like, I know it's weird, but is it scary? Is it?
It's both.
How are you feeling?
It's a little scary, and it's a blessing in disguise because now we, as a family, the blessing is as a family we're getting closer. We have to sit in each other's faces and talk and communicate and stuff. We're just not spaced out. Hey, I'm at work for 10, 12 hours, then I come home, spend 4 or 5 hours with you, then it's bedtime. You know what I'm saying? So it's more family time, and the curse is just, it's scary. It's like the plague, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a scary thing. I go out because, of course, we need groceries or we need to eat something. So I got to go out and I got to suit up. I got to put a mask on, put gloves on and all this stuff because I don't want to bring this back home to my kids or my wife. Yeah. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's a scary thing, but I try to look at that silver lining in it, but it's kind of hard to.
Okay. Yeah, okay. How are the kids? Well, Sanaa, I think the other ones were maybe too young, but how is Sanaa feeling about it? Does she understand what's going on? Or?
She understands it, but I don't think she cares. She thinks about it. She don't talk about it as much here or there because she don't go nowhere or do nothing. So I don't think she. I know she knows what's going on, but I don't think she like knows the full effect of it or what's going on.
Are you saying that she's just a homebody or
oh yeah
anyway or okay
yeah they say they don't leave the house okay they stay here and like I said she's old enough to watch the two little ones while if we just me and my wife need to run out and like go to the grocery store or something like that she's old enough to sit here and watch the two little ones until we get back and then we're not going too long and then I said we camered up so. If I want to peek in on them real quick, I got apps on my phone. I go to my cameras and look, see what's going on in my house.
And do you have, any advice for people out there? You know, a lot of times people kind of feel, you can kind of feel alone or, until you hear that people are going through the same thing. So if you have any advice, anything that has made this time a little better for you all, please share.
Plan, man. Just plan out your day because just going about it and just, have time for everybody pretty much. Because, you got a bunch of hours in the day now because you can't, you don't supposed to be going nowhere like that. Plan it out. Just throw it all together because then it'll just be all over the place and then you forget to do this or you're doing this for too long and something like that and you forget to do the other stuff and then you feel like, I forgot to wash the dishes because I was down there doing this. And then now that's piled up for the next day. Like I said, my wife, she is great at that, planning stuff out and doing stuff. And so, just plan it. Cause everybody needs their time and everybody needs to their own time too. I need my time to myself. Cause like I said, I like playing the video game and stuff. My wife gives me that. My wife blog and do her YouTube and her plan and stuff. So she needs her time. That's why I always try to take the kids. Hey, let's go downstairs. And my 3-year-old don't want to. She won't listen. Then I got to bribe her about playing kitchen or something like that and to get her down here to play. So
Madison. Busy,
boy. Yeah, Madison is something else, man. She's something else, boy. She keep everybody busy. That's who keep everybody busy. Her right there, cause
that's funny.
Yeah,
see. Well, look, man. Proud of you, man. Proud of y'all. Can't wait to see you again, cuzzo. Got to get you out to the West Coast.
Definitely.
And when it's all over, man, coming up, we going to we gonna hang, man. I can't wait till this is over with.
For sure. I feel the same way, man. Definitely got to.
Hey, man, look, yum yum here, superstar. Hey, cuzzo, man. I'll talk to you later, man. Love you,
bro. For sure, man. Love you too, man.
Yeah, man.
All right.
So there you have it, good people. That was my cousin Dante and I. Second cousin, but at the same time, it's like, especially when it comes to him, it don't really apply. Him and his sister, Ashley. I've lived with them at times, and it's just, it's just different when it comes to them. So, man, we got so many moments, so many like inside language moments, man, just inside jokes. Just so much, man. From video games, the cartoons, the movies. It's not a pad hand. You had a freaking pad hand. Oh man, we used to watch Stand By Me every weekend. And man, anyway, so many memories, man. Proud of Cuz, man. We FaceTimed a little bit. Cuz got the full beard, and I'm jealous because his is draping, and like mine doesn't come down long. Mine's just tightens up in one, like my hair. It just tightens up in one space and gets stronger to penetrate. But man, it's great to see that, man. I mean, like, he's got 12, 3. I think Madison is 3, and then Junior is 10 months. That's wild, man. That's wild. So anyway, good talking to Cuz. Yeah, man, it's some weird times, man. It's always good to get insight. I mean, from people who are going through it, man. Dante, it's always been a smart dude. He was the guy playing the other kind of video games. You know, the video games that you have to like think about. Dante's a thinker, so you know, it's interesting to hear his. It's interesting to hear people you grew up with just be fathers, right? I'm still on the other end of that. Just be fathers and family men, you know, and it's just wonderful to kind of see people blossom, man. But still, you know, we stuck in the house, man. We can't go nowhere. This is crazy. You know, states are opening back up, but it's like, oh, don't trust that. I mean, look, man, don't trust it. You know, look at your numbers of your city. Like, what your hospital say? What the CDC say about the numbers in your city? About how many new cases? And if the cases are still on the rise, guess what? Stay your ass in the house. It's just that simple. You know? Anyway, I just watched an episode of Rami. It's on Hulu. It's a pretty good show. I watched Little Dicky. That's a pretty good show. Black AF, Black as F, Black as Fuck. Hashtag Black AF is really good. I could watch that all day. So anyway, here you go. Thursday, April 57th. Who knows what day it is? Yo, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate your feedback. And if any parents out there, you know, who want to be on during this time, let me know. I got a few more slots open. You know, hit me on the inbox or whatever. Phone number if you know me, if you got it. Inbox, Facebook, or Instagram, David Ashley Podcast. So anyway, guys, I've been saying this quote for the longest time. And I, you know, you get the gist of it, but I found it. And I'm going to say it the right way. In any given moment, we have two options, to step forward into growth or to step back into safety. Abraham Maslow. Till next time, good people. I have been David Ashley. This is the David Ashley Podcast. Please be safe. Love y'all.